are you?
I am Prince Caspian.
Prince Caspian, as in the Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian, a film that's made more than $130 million since it debuted just 5 weeks ago. The film opens in Britain on Thursday, and Narnia fans are sure to make it a hit there, too. Those fans include Gillian Ferguson of Edinburgh, Scotland. Mrs. Ferguson, her husband, and their son are all pretty fond of the first Narnia film and the books by C.S. Lewis. But it seems that C.S. Lewis, or at least his estate, is not so fond of Mrs. Ferguson. That's the truth, I guess, huh?
That's true.
A dispute started when she and her husband bought the domain name Narnia.mobi, Mobi as in mobile. Now, Mrs. Ferguson, how come you wanted to buy the Narnia domain name in the first place?
Well, the domain names for when .mobi became available had been on sale for 3 months for any companies or whatever that wanted to buy them. And then they were open to the general public to buy. And so we were quite amazed to see it there because my son, my little boy here, is a big fan of the Narnia books. And we thought we'd make a really cool email address so he could have his name, comrie@narnia.mobi, which I think as a child, it would have been a magical postbox. So that was the idea. Be like this really cool email address, and by chance his birthday's on the 20th of May, so we thought the opening here in June it'd be quite cool, you know, with the excitement around the film, that he could then email his friends and they could email him at Narnia.
All right, well, Comrie, I guess this is no surprise. What's a surprise is all the hoo-ha that's happened around this.
Now
tell me first, Comrie, how did you first find out that there was a bit of a controversy around it?
Well, when she got the phone call and I came back from school and she just told me.
I had to tell him the surprise was spoiled.
Oh, here's the surprise and here's the spoiler. So what was the phone call all about?
I literally received a phone call out of the blue from New York. I actually thought it was a bit of a wind-up sitting in my Edinburgh sitting room in Scotland. And just, you know, kind of hotshot lawyer from New York saying, hand over this domain name to C.S. Lewis Company immediately or we will take legal action against you.
All right. So that must have been a pleasant phone call, I bet.
It was something of a shock, I think you can safely say.
Okay, so the law firm is Baker & McKenzie, which is representing the C.S. Lewis estate.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so basically the C.S. Lewis estate is saying you got to turn over this name.
Yeah.
The name Narnia.mobi. Yeah.
Yes.
For what reason?
Well, they say that we have no right to it. And as far as we're aware, we're not trying to make money out of it. We're not trying to exploit the name in any way. But they say that we bought it in order to, you know, this great, evil, wicked scheme to make money out of the Narnia name and to profit from it. So that's very peculiar, as you can imagine, because it's been sitting completely unused.
Do you have any big plans for it?
No. That was his only plan, was to be this magical address for my little boy. That was our only plan.
So you said what? I mean, you said, you know, I imagine you did this legally.
Yes, I explained that we bought it from a reputable, proper internet registration company. Perhaps they should go and speak to them because, you know, that's when it had been bought at the proper time and all that kind of thing. And
how much did you pay for it?
My husband thinks it was 70. I think it was about £50, but what's that, about $100?
Maybe a little more than $100, yeah.
Something like that.
So now that the C.S. Lewis estate thinks that you're going to make millions on it, you say you're not. So what's happened then?
A kind of overnight courier from the United States to Edinburgh, to Scotland, with a 128-page legal complaint against us. Just seems over the top rather than asking us in for a cup of tea or something to talk about it.
That's right. So would you have done that? I mean, it sounds like you would have preferred to kind of, you know, have them over for a cup of tea and do a face-to-face negotiation.
Well, I think you probably gathered from the Scottish nature. It's not really in a Scot for someone to, you know, phone up who's incredibly rich and powerful and tell you what to do and that you're just going to do it. You know, it's not the Scottish way. You know, we think we've as much right to it as, I mean, they're just using it, presumably they want to use it. They've got 400 other trademarks. They just seem determined to grasp onto this one as well.
Let me ask you one thing, though, Mrs. Ferguson. Mm-hmm. The name Narnia is a name that C.S. Lewis created. Do you have any sympathy for the C.S. Lewis estate that maybe the name should belong to them?
I do not have much sympathy in that. I think probably why they want this is they've made so much money and they want to make even more money. And I gather from just doing some reading since this came up that the film rights to the books were sold for something like $50 million. And then they've made this colossal, in fact, 44 pages of the complaint against us consists of all the merchandising that they, you know, benefit from with the trademarks. Things like Narnia sunglasses. I mean, I don't remember any sunglasses in Narnia as I remember reading the books. So I don't think I feel very sympathetic. They can't have let a little boy have this one thing.
So has this soured you on the Narnia series and Prince Caspian in particular? I mean, are you guys going to go see the film?
Yeah, yes. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah, looking forward to it. I just find it really just cool and mystical and stuff. Like, I like all the magic and like all the way the animals can speak and things.
Yeah, we don't want to lose the spirit of Narnia. So we are trying to approach this with a reasonably light heart because we know we've done nothing wrong and nobody could prove that we have.
We wish you good luck, both of you, Gillian Ferguson and her son Comrie from Edinburgh, Scotland. They own, and not just now, they say permanently, the internet address narnia.mobi. Nice to talk to you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
This is PRI, Public Radio International.